Hey there, welcome to the Hot Mess Mom Health Podcast. Do you wish you could find a sustainable way to get healthy and not feel overwhelmed in the process? Do you find yourself up late at night scouring Pinterest for meal prep ideas and quick workouts? Do you wake up with big ambitious goals only to feel stressed out and disappointed when you fall back in your old habits, drive through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru for the second time this week, all while the fresh produce you just bought goes bad? Hey, I'm Rebecca. I too am a working mom of two littles and self-proclaimed hot mess mom. All my life, I've struggled with trying to maintain a healthy weight and feel good in my skin. I could add yo-yo dieter to my resume. After I packed on 50 plus pounds with two pregnancies, I decided to change for good. I wanted to stop obsessing about food, stay consistent, and set a good, healthy example for my kids. But I kept telling myself that I didn't have the time, the energy, or accountability to stay on track. Until I changed my mindset and created One Healthy Habit at a Time. In this podcast, you will find simple, actionable steps so you can create a healthy lifestyle and get relief from the overwhelm. Spray that dry shampoo, grab your iced coffee, turn up the volume, and let's get healthy. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome back to my weekly update, my Fit at 40, Journey to 40 update on my 39th year leading to my 40th birthday. Yeah, that was a mouthful. But it's my weekly journal of how my life is going, where my fitness journey is, where my health and wellness goals are. And thank you for tuning in. So this is week 26. So it's, you know, it's going along and I am, you know, trying my best to stay on track. I have dabbled into intermittent fasting, which, I mean, honestly, I'm not following like any certain plan or, you know, the 16-8. I'm kind of just like dependent upon my day. I'm eating, you know, I'm trying to just skip breakfast if I can. But being honest, like there's been days where, you know, I wake up at 5 every day to work out. If I do a hard power zone ride, I am like starving by like 8, 9 o'clock. And if I have to leave for work, I am eating before I leave. If I don't do like a really strenuous workout, like maybe I just did a 45-minute walk and some stretches, then I can kind of last a little bit longer. But so I'm kind of basing it on how my body feels, which I think is good to be super in tune to your body and just kind of knowing, you know, how to play around with it and seeing, you know, if that helps you reach your goals or if it doesn't. Like I've said numerous times in this podcast that there's not a one-size-fits-all approach to this, right? Like there's just not. And I do a lot of testing and just kind of seeing how my body feels. And I give things a couple weeks, but ultimately everyone's different, right? And there's certain things that are going to work for you that may not work for someone else. And I always said, oh my God, breakfast, I need to eat my breakfast. I like crave breakfast. I can never not eat it. But the days that I don't, like yesterday in particular, I didn't eat anything until 1:30. All I had was a cup of caffeine-free tea with no creamer, no sugar, nothing. So it's possible, but again, I think it's more, you know, if you are one of those ladies that works out in the morning, depending upon how hard your workout is, it could be a little bit harder to you know, to make it longer without eating. So like I said, I'm literally just dabbling my toes into intermittent fasting, just kind of taking it day by day, not putting any stress behind it, which I think is really important because let's face it, life is stressful enough. So I'm just kind of doing it day by day and seeing where it takes me. So that's kind of where my eating is at. Really trying to focus on eating at home more often and not feeling like we have to go grab something on the run, because I know no matter what you're doing, eating at home is always going to be a better choice than eating out. Just it is, right? Like you know what you're putting into the food. It just comes with more care and it's always going to be, you know, you're controlling what you're putting into your mouth. So we're really trying to focus on that in my house, which is hard in the heat of baseball season, but trying to, you know, at least plan what I'm going to make for dinner, I think is half the battle. I don't know if you out there can agree, but just knowing what I'm going to make is literally the mental weight is lifted when I know what I'm going to make. When I like, it's 5 o'clock, everyone has to rush out the door and I have no idea. The stress, right? It's just, it weighs on you. So really trying to focus on what we can make, easy, quick meals that are somewhat healthy too, and that the kids will eat is often a challenge, but we are trying to get through that and not eat out as much. So I'm proud to say we've been doing that this week. My workouts are definitely been a mix of weightlifting, more tonal exercises, and my Peloton. I am doing the Build Your Zone Power Zone Challenge actually on the bike. So I'm not doing like one of the outside Power Zone challenges just because my Disney trip would interfere with a week of that. So this challenge will end the week we go to Disney. So happy that I did that because it's keeping me focused on my cardio. And then also, I am super excited to say that I've reached the 500,000 pound mark lifted on my Tonal, which is like super cool. If you're into metrics and just keeping track of how you're doing, the Tonal is a great device for that. And it's super motivating to just see how much weight I've lifted over the past couple months. It's super cool. So stay tuned for a future episode all about the Tonal. But yeah, I'm just super motivated by that, and I have a goal to reach the 1,000,000 pounds by my birthday, so hopefully I'll get there. I'm definitely going to work hard towards it, and trying to just vary my workouts, trying to do more walking and riding and Tonal. You know, some days it's a challenge, like you feel guilty you're not doing one thing or you're doing another, but it's something that I'm just trying to vary my workouts because I know there's, you know, certain muscles and things that you just don't want to burn out. You just don't want to overexert, and you want to keep your body strong in different ways. So I think varying and doing different things is great. I do want to test, you know, dabble my toes more into yoga. I think that's something I could benefit from for sure, just because I sit so much either at my desk or in my car. And I think, you know, more stretching and things. So in the weeks to come, I want to start incorporating maybe some of that. But again, it's always a time factor because I only have like 1 hour and 10 minutes in the morning before I have to mad dash it in the shower. So just trying to figure out how all this is going to work is, you know, challenging. But I have my goals and I'm focused on where I'm going. So that is that. I am still reading by Max Lukaviv, I think his last name is. I'm sorry if I'm butchering it. The Genius Life. So I'm still reading that. It's a really great book. It's kind of giving me some insights about some supplements and things that I never really knew about, and just looking at health in some different ways that I haven't really been exposed to. So I look forward to sharing the book with you in the weeks to come. But yeah, other than that, everything is pretty normal. We are getting ready to leave for Florida in a couple weeks, so we've already started packing, and that is kind of a little bit of a mental stress load on me as well, just thinking about all the things we have to do to get ready. But I'm excited about it and just kind of checking out from reality. Although everyone I've encountered recently has told me how horrible Disney is, I'm just going to say, like, it's still going to be better than work and the day-to-day grind. So I'm going to try my best to put a positive spin on it and not be negative Nancy, which I always tend to be, and see where that goes. And soon I will get my tattoo that reminds me to choose joy instead of being negative. So I hope all of you guys out there listening have an amazing week. And if you are focused on a health or wellness goal, I encourage you to keep on going. You can do this. You've got this. I'm in your corner supporting you all the way. Have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this episode of Hot Mess Mom Health. If you love this episode, please leave me an iTunes review. It would mean the world to me, and it would help me get the word out about helping other moms reclaim their health. Thank you so much.